We all move through the world differently. Some people seem to do everything at breakneck speed, while others move at a more leisurely pace. Some seem light and floaty, others heavy and grounded. So what difference does this variation in movement style and speed actually make? Joseph Riggio is from Applied Behavioral Technologies.
For me, movement is a description of the world around us. When you see a person in motion, what you actually see is them describing their world, how reality is held for them. And if you know how to read those signals, either for yourself or with other people, you'll know something about the kind of description they're giving to the world and they're giving to themselves about the world.
So someone's sort of, all their movements are very slow and they seem to be quite a heavy person. What sort of experience are they having of the world? And does that mean actually that they see the world as a very heavy, slow place?
Well, I'd have to know what you mean by heavy, but if the answer is if it was slow and heavy, they might see the world as pressing down on them or the world as a weighty thing. But there are some people, for instance, who are slow and incredibly sensuous. It's like they're absolutely engulfing and assimilating each movement they make and in rapture about that movement, and that's why they want it to go slowly.
And how do you tell the difference between the two if you're not one of those people already doing that?
To some extent, watching them and being in proximity to them is going to generate a response in you. And it's almost like the body immediately wants to entrain with theirs. And you'll get a different kind of a feeling. You'll either get that sense of the whole weight of the world on your shoulders, or you'll get a sense of something really sensuous flowing and ebbing through your body. Those are two different things.
Now, obviously, I would prefer the latter and not the former. So should I be trying to do the latter, or should I be trying to avoid the former?
It's a question of knowing how to operate yourself in such a way that you know how to generate the experiences that you want to be having. For me, the ground of our experience is, in fact, our somatic process, our bodies and how they move in the world and how we hold them and use them. And I would say the fundamental question is really one that harks back to Einstein. And it's, is the universe benevolent, friendly, kind, abundant, or is it malevolent, evil, terrorizing, out to get us? And the way we use our bodies is really the most absolutely evidential testament to whether we think the world is benevolent or malevolent.
And can we really change the way we perceive the world then from a person who believes it's malevolent to one who believes it's benevolent?
I'm going to go to a different place with that answer and say, I think we all begin innately out of the womb that the world is a benevolent place. And we naturally move our bodies and use our bodies with a certain joy, a joie de vivre. And we want life to be a thrill, to be an adventure, to be something awe-inspiring. And then there's little traumas that occur. And if they accumulate and we let them get out of hand, the world becomes malevolent for us. But remember, that imprint from the early days is there, and we can always get back to it.
And how do I get back to it?
You begin to move in ways that are sensuous, in ways that are ravishing, in ways that allow you to become radiant in expressing this description you hold of the world. And of course, what you have to begin to do is notice different things. If you notice in your life, even if they're small and seemingly insignificant things, the things that are working for you, those examples of where possibly, in that instant, the universe was being benevolent, and choose to respond in that moment deliberately and intentionally, you'll begin to build a patterned series of responses that the world is, in fact, benevolent.
How do I know which way to change the way that I move? So if I'm saying, well, I want to change the way that I move in order to open up these possibilities for me, is it a hit and miss thing?
Ultimately, what we want to do, Chantel, is we want to embody our lives. We want to experience our lives inside our bodies, in the wrap of our skin. And as we move ourselves, we want to enjoy that movement as much as we might enjoy the movement of someone else against us.
Now, this sounds a great way of moving through life, but I sort of understand how I get to that position where I can move through life in that way.
There's a great quote from James Joyce from his book, The Dubliners, where he talks about a character, Mr. Flanagan. And his comment about Mr. Flanagan is that Mr. Flanagan always lived a short distance from himself. And this is how most people actually go through their lives. They live a short distance from themselves. So what I'm going to say is the way you do this fundamentally and essentially is you become aware that you actually do embody yourself. You're in your skin. And begin to become aware of that sensation of being inside your skin as you move it, as you use it, and again, as it comes into contact with the world in every way. The world is a sensuous experience. To re-engage with that sensuality is to re-engage with life.
That's Joseph Riggio from Applied Behavioral Technologies.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.